Book 10, Crossing into Autumn.
Sleach, Wester Ross. Departing geese, and the foxgloves not yet over. A walk among the groves of Isle Marie.
The sylvan reliquary of native and naturalised binds species together in polyphony. Druidic oak and rowan commune with saintly holly and Viking larch. On the deer path in from the shingle beach, through myrtle and blaberry, we praise them all.
Willow and dog rose, birch and juniper, chestnut and sycamore, alder and beech.
The heads and half moons of copper coins, feeing silent hopes in the wishing tree, and cut into bark about the well, a heart pierced through with an arrow.
By graves, within stones, we pour a libation on the carved crosses of the Viking lovers.
Unfurling a black sail, unfolding a white shroud.
Sharing pain of one who goes. Emptiness of one left behind.
A walk part way up, part way down the River Inverenvy, Wester Ross. I pull my legs along with my eyes, drawing a straight line in between grey clitched boulders and tarry puddles.
Walk on, walk on.
When your boots get bent.
Walk on, walk on.
To the white noise of the waterfall.
Walk on, walk on.
The dream of the Lochan.
Walk on, walk on.
As far as that nameless glen.
Walk on, walk on.
Kissed beneath Carn and Lochan Dhu.
Walk on, walk on.
Sensing skyline after skyline.
Walk on, walk on.
Anticipating every bend of the river.
Walk on, walk on.
This far, this close to the water.
Walk on, walk on.
Part way up in Inverenvy, part way down.
Walk on, walk on.
Wherever we are now, I can go no further. Looking back down the path to the sea, I let go the loch. I pour the tea. I think of dear Tom, still giving illumination as language flickered and dimmed.
Poetry is still beautiful, taking me with it. Quiet, but still something. Ground, river, and sea. My body, my tree. After that, it becomes simply the world.
I accept the mountains may remain too high. Reeling in the grip of exhaustion, I nod to the two climbers descending from Anchelach. As they pass, sullen with exhaustion, I ask, been in far?
4 days.
I'm too shy to say, what did you see? How bad was the weather? And now I have to find my own way out of this glen. back by the waterfall, leaving my wishes to
walk on, walk on,
over the next rise,
walk on, walk on,
around the next bend to Loch Avaddymore.
Glenetive. Now wet summer's given way to autumn sun, we approach from the north. Below Stow a Gleish Coira, kayakers plunge the white waters to a freezing pool. The roadmap builds a string of villages, where on the ground there's less than a few scattered houses guarded by brute geese. We pick three tawny pips from a ripe red apple for the three sons of Uisneach, poking finger holes in the peaty ooze wetted by Alt Fallen. In the lee of a rock, among rowan and birch, for arbours and ardours, we plant three apple seeds for the love of the three brothers. The lochside tide line tangles holly and alder, twigs and nikes. By Sora's damp beacon, Mrs. Climber tells us the Buchel is her lover, has been for years. She came up late last night, but the great herdsman bumped her off, and today she's obliged to return south to city streets.